Are you stiff-necked with pride or broken in repentance? Are you stiff-necked in pride or broken in repentance? Sometimes we're so full of pride we don't see our own sin. We don't see our own weakness, our own Achilles tendon. Now, part of our life growing up, we had chickens and guineas and even a couple of peacocks. Y'all ever been around peacocks? Peahens, the peafowl they're called. Let me tell you something, they're the best watchdogs in the world. Once they get to know your car, you go get another car and drive up, man, they go nuts. Until they figure out that the car's okay to be there, they'll squawk and holler and yell. But it's fun to watch them out in the yard. They're just out there eating bugs and grass and scratching around doing what they're doing, and the peacock and the peahen and the chickens, maybe a goat or two, they're just milling around out there, ain't bother nobody. That old peacock could take a look around. You watch him. And you'll see there ain't nobody watching him, nobody looking his way. And all of a sudden, you'll hear him. Meow! Meow! And then you'll see his old chest feathers kind of go, dust flying off of him. And then his old wings kind of gets him out there like that, you know. And then he scratches little dirt. Meow! Meow! And then he starts. He kind of, his tail feathers just sort of start to sashay up behind him. You know, as he's going through the barnyard. And I mean, his eyes are about 8 feet up, and I mean all the way out to the ground. He knows now the peahens are looking his way, and he is taking full advantage. I mean, the chickens start looking. The old goat, he'll just stop and look over there, you know, wonder what in the world going on, and there he goes. And then he's looking around, be sure everybody watching. And then all of a sudden he sees they're not looking at these eyes anymore, but they're looking down. And he'll look down. You watch him. You know what he sees? Peacock legs. Scaly, ugly, oily, dirty, nasty, skinny. They're on his body. And you watch him. He done. Now let me just make a suggestion. Whenever you think you are some buddy, that you are most important, that you're at the top of the food chain, look down. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see the same thing I see when I look down. Feet of clay. You know what happens to feet of clay when the water rises? They melt. They dissolve. And you know what happens when you don't have any feet? You don't stand up. The Bible says, pride goeth before the fall. And when I get so puffed up with myself, all the church must be focused on me. And everybody must think I am the one. I better look down. Because I've got feet of clay. But I got the good news. I know one who doesn't have feet of clay. And when I am broken in repentance before him, he holds my hand. I don't hold his hand. There's a difference. If you're grandparents, you understand that with little children. They want to hold your hand, but when they hit the slick spot, boom, down they go. But when you hold their hand, when they hit the slick spot, they just skitter right over it and keep going with you. And Jesus doesn't have feet of clay. He has feet, as it were, of iron. So let the water come up. What happens to them? They stand. And I know, as the old gospel song says, I know who's holding my hand. You see, are we broken in repentance? Are we a bearer of His fruit?